Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that according to Tosfos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and Ksubis, the din of Bari Vishama Bari Adif applies even to Knas. And we asked if that's true, then how do you have Modu B'Knas Pater if the Toveh is Bari? Dalmei Hacha the Hoda, but there's a Bari here. So out of the Bari, he should be Chayiv. So why Modu B'Knas Pater? Modu B'Knas is no better than a Shema. Anyway, that's what we discussed in the previous shiur at length. And you can listen to that for more information. But we are going to take it from there, based on the Torah of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagon Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. So he says as follows, that Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, it would appear that really Knas is different than Mammon. Tosfos wanted to say that by Knas we say Bar V'Shem Bar Yadif, just like by Mammon. But really by Knas, maybe Knas is different than Mammon. And you can't say the din of Bar V'Shem by Knas, as we're going to explain. Ayin Barashba, Baba Kamalamit Gimalam Aleph, who writes, Shekol Knas Ein Zechen Ela Mishas Hamad B'Din. Knas you only get from the time of Hamad B'Din, when they are brought to judgment. That is when Knas is Chal. Like we say in Parakamah de Makis, according to Rabbi Kiva says, Eidim Zom is a Knas, and Eid Zom says, Hey Adnu Vuzanu Vezdim Ploni, isn't Mishalim Al Pi Atzmai. They don't pay. They say that they were made and they were huzam. Bevezed in ploni, they don't pay al pi atzma. They don't pay based on this admission. And from here you see that you need a hamada bedin. But this is very difficult to understand. What's the raya from the fact that they are not mishalim al pi atzma? The reason I'm mishalim al pi atzma is there is hakosav b'knas. Shein danim el al pi edim. And there's no parasha of Adas Baal Din. So how do you learn from here that Ein Zochum B'Knas El Mishas Hamad B'Din? Nachon that just coming in and admitting he's not Chayiv, but that's because there's a special Din of Xeris HaKosov that Ein Mishalim Al Piyatzmo, there's no parasha of Hodah. But how does that prove that Ein Zochum B'Knas El Mishas Hamad B'Din? So it's muchach from this that the Rashba learns that this gzeres hakosav v'shir shino l'kim pratler mashias atzmai is not b'teras miut be'alma. This gzeres hakosav that the Torah that based in is mashia, and that excludes the case of mashia himself where he's moide. It's not b'teras miut stam and miut to be mayit knas from the din of hadas baal din. No, rather you saw that din shen eschadish b'boisa pasuk the halacha that we learn from this pasuk of Pratler Mashias Atzmo is not merely an exclusion of Knas from the din of Adas Baal Din, but rather to tell us that Knas is different than Mammon, that by Mammon the Chiv is Chal al Yidei Etzem HaMaisa, but by Knas it's not enough to have the Etzem HaMaisa to make him Mechuyiv, but rather the Beis Din is Mashiach and Mechayiv Knas. And this Chiddush is the Yisod of the Miut of Marshias Atzmai. That Marshias Atzmai doesn't just mean you're not Marshia yourself. It means that there has to be a Beis Din that's Mechayiv you. Beis Din has to be Mechayiv the Knas. Now it would appear that there's a big chilek between Adas Baal Din and Hadas HaEdim. There's in between the admission of the Baal Din and the testimony of the Edim. That the Edim are believed to be Mevarah to the Beis Din, the Guf HaMaisa. But Adas Baal Din is not effective to believe in Klapi the Etzem HaMaisa, but just Klapi the Chiyuv. Again, Edim are believed the Gabi the Etzem, the Guf HaMaisa, the actual, what actually happened, what actually transpired. Whereas Adas Baal Din is only to believe him Klapi Etzem is only to believe him Klapi HaChiyuv, vis-a-vis the obligation that a person is ne'aman to say that he is chayiv. But the etzem ha'maisa is only mizbara yidei edim and not by his hoidah. Like it says, al pishnayim edim yokum Dover. So the Dover is Mukam al Yidei Shnayim Eidim. The Maisa is established based on two Eidim. But when it comes to the Hoidaz Baal Din, he is only believed Klapi the Chiyuv and not Klapi the Etzma Maisa. V'yoser, we can say that only Klapi the Chiyuv is he considered the Baal Din, but Klapi the Etzma HaMaisa, he doesn't even have a Teres Baal Din. He doesn't have the status of a litigant. And therefore, Hoidaz Baal Din, the Ne'emanus, is only on the Chiyuv, but not on the Guf HaMaisa. So vis-a-vis the Guf HaMaisa, he's not even considered a Baal Din. He's only considered a Baal Din vis-a-vis the Etzim Chiyuv. And because of this, in Knas, there is a Chiddush that it's different than Mammon, and Hodaz Baal Din is not effective. That by Mammon, the Etzim Maisa is Mechayiv him, and therefore you have a parasha of Hodaz Baal Din. Ne'aman be'Hodaz. So Hala Chiyuv, Shechal, Allah Baal Yidei HaMaisa. He's Ne'aman about the obligation that came as a result of this Maisa. But by Knas, we can't believe him about the Chiyuv, because he's still not Mechuyuv. Because as long as the Beis Din hasn't been Mechayiv him, he hasn't been Mischayiv. In order that Beis Din should be able to be Marshia him, to be able to incriminate him, and make him a Mechuyuv, Beis Din needs to know the Guf HaMaisa. And as far as the Guf HaMaisa goes, there's no Parsha of Hodaz Baal Din. And therefore, you need specifically Eidim, that only through them, the Beis Din is going to know the Guf HaMaisa, and then they can be Marshia him, and be Mechayiv him. They can obligate him. So this Yisod is that by Hodaz Baal Din, he's not believed about the Maisa, only believed about the Chiyuv. And Beis Din, that doesn't help the Beis Din. Beis Din has to know what the Maisa was. And he's not believed about the Maisa, so therefore, Sigornished. And that's what the Rashba learns, that by Knas, you're only Zeichem Mishas HaMod B'din, from that Eino Mishalim Al Pi Atzma. Why? What does one have to do with the other? What does Ein Zeichem Mishas HaMod B'din, from the fact that Eino Mishalim Al Pi Atzma, that the Miyut B'Marshia Atzma is Mikoyach HaYisod, She'eno Mechuyev Kol Iker, Ela Al Yedei HaBeis Din. The Miyut of somebody who's Marshia himself comes. You know why a person can't be Marshia himself? Because it only is Mizbar Al Yedei HaBeis Din. It has to be Hamad B'Din. So the reason that I can't be Marshia myself is not an independent Din, but rather because we need the Beis Din to create the Knas. The Beis Din doesn't create the Knas, it's nothing. Whereas if the Beis Din does create the Knas, then what do we say? We say that he's Mechuyev a Knas. But to be Moide can't be Moide, because Klapi the Etzem Chiyuv, we need a Beis Din. And Klapi the Maisa, he's not believed. So therefore, you see that from the fact that Eino Mishalim Al Pi Atzmo, that it has to come from the Beis Din. The fact that he can't admit it, it must be that Knas ain't Zochan Ela Mishas HaMod B'Din. You need the Mechayiv of Beis Din as opposed to a regular Maisa where it's even without HaMod B'Din. A person's Chayiv even before the Din. The Din is just a Mevar that he's Chayiv. But by Knas, it's only because of the Din of the Hamad B'Din that Beis Din is Mechayiv and that he has to pay, and that's connected to Eino Mishalim Al Pi Atzmo, because there's no parasha of Hoda by the Etzem Chiyuv, because it has to be a Beis Din and only on the Maisa, and about the Maisa he's not believed. And with that, we can explain the Ravid in his Hasagas on the Rif Besoif Perik Elu Nairis, who's Mistapek in a case Shetova Knas, he's Toivea Knas. So a person says, you owe me a knas, and then the toveya is toifis. Ve'ein edim b'tfisato. And there are no edim who witness this tfisa, sheyochol lahakchish v'loimar lahadom. So he can now deny and say, lo hayu dvarim may oilam. Is this migu of lahadam ke'edim? So in other words, Reuven is Tovea Knas from Shimon. Reuven is Toifes the Knas. There's no Edim. He could say Lahadam. Does this Lahadam, is this Migo that he could say, hey, it never happened? Does that give him Ne'amonus like Edim? Because we normally say that Mali B'Shaker Ke Edim Damu. That a person saying, that a claim that a person has, why would he lie? Why would he lie and say that I grabbed it but it was coming to me if he could just say that I never grabbed it in the first place? Answer is, it must be believed like Edim. So do is Mali L'Shaker K'Edim Damu. So this is this Migu of Lahadam that it never happened, is that like Edim? So if Edim would come, so Edim could be Mechayiv. So too, we believe him like Edim, that whatever he was Tophis is coming to him, or maybe no. Since if he would be Moide, since if the Nitba would be Moide, he'd be Pater. So the Migu is no better than the Haidah of the Baal Din. The Migu of the Toivea is no better than the Hodah of the Baal Din. Baal Din's Hodah doesn't work as this Migu. And even though Mali L'Shaker is normally Ke'edim, nevertheless, it's no better than his own Hodah. Hodah's Baal Din Kame'edim. So just like the Hodah is not effective in this case, Mali L'Shaker is also not effective in this case. So that is the clair of the Ravid and his Asagas on the Rif at the end of Perek Elu Nairis Ayin Sham Bidvarov Vihine Zev Vadai. The Ravid doesn't want to be Medama Migu Kodah Klapi Adina Machudish Bohidah, that it patters even if Edim come afterwards, because that's not Shaykh Rola Gabe Amigu. Once you accept the Migu, you accept the Migu. Excuse me, once Edim come, then we don't care about the guy's Migu. Edim are stronger than the Migu. Edim aren't stronger than Hodah, but Edim are stronger than the Migu. So Memela, that's not what the Ravid means. The Ravid doesn't mean to compare the Migu Hodah Klapi the Dinam Achudish Bohidah, that it patters even if Edim come afterwards. What he means is the other din of Moedah B'Knas, and that is that we're not mechayev of a person al pi hoda aso, just like you're not mechayev of a person al pi hoda aso if he would be moda, you're not mechayev of him. So too, if the other guy has a migu, you're also not mechayev of him. But that makes needs a hesber, that needs a biur. Why? Because the chora Gzeris Hakosafi Bedin Hodas Baal Din. Gzeris Hakosafi Bedin Hodas Baal Din, that it's not effective with Knas. So how can you learn that Migu is ineffective? What does one have to do with the other? What is he shtelling tzu between Hodas Baal Din and Migu? The Gzeris Hakosafi Hodas Baal Din doesn't work with Knas. But Migu would. So what's Shaila B'cha? So based on what we said, we can understand the Ravid very well. Because that by Knas, there's no Hodas Baal Din, is not Stam Emiyut. But rather the Yisod of the Chiddush is that by Knas, the Etzem HaMaisa is not Mechayev. It's the Beis Din that are Marshia. You need the Hamad B'din. When Mishas Hamad B'din, he's Mischayev. It's the Beis Din that's Mechayev. And that's the reason that there's no Hodas Baal Din B'Knas. Because the Hodah is only effective klapei the Chiyuv, but he's not yet Mechuyev. So what does it help us, this Hodah is Baal Din? Because by Knas, we need a Beis Din. And the Ravid holds that for the same reason, Migu also won't help by a Knas. Because Migu is not believed to be Mevara the Etzem HaMaisa. Because we see that if he's Tofes only some of the Dmei HaTviya, the Migu of Lahadam only works ad kedei demeim besulo. In other words, if he claims that he owes me $100 and his toif is $50 and there are no eidim, so he can say, oh, I admit that I took it from him, but it's really mine, and you gotta believe me. Why do you have to believe me? You have to believe me because I could just say that it never happened. So do we believe him on 50 or believe him on the whole 100? No, we only believe him on the 50 he grabbed. Is that a beir on the Etzem Maisa? No, because the Etzem Maisa is 100 according to his report. So why do we believe him only on the 50? The answer is it's not a beir on the Etzem Maisa. It's only the migu only works for what he grabs, for the tfisa, that we believe in, that what he grabs is his, al-idea migu. But the etzem ha-maisa has ibn mizbar. So it's very good now that migu is comparable to hodaz baldin, that it's not affected by knas. Because what do you see from knas? Knas means that you need the beis din to be mechayiv. And that's why his hodah is not enough. And in order for beis din to be mechayiv, they have to mevar the etzem hamaisa. And migu, as we just proved, is not mevar the etzem maisa. Because if migu is mevar the etzem maisa, then how come when he grabs 50, he only gets to keep 50? If he's believed, al tzis migu, that really he owes me 100, I could have just kept my mouth shut, but really he owes me 100, I just happen to have only been able to grab 50, then why doesn't he get a whole 100? Why does he only get 50? Because the answer is the migu only works copy what he's toifes, not in the etz and maisa that the other person owes him 100. So just like hodaz baal din isn't believed on the etz and maisa, just on the chiyuv, and by knas you need a beis din, so too, because the beis din is mevar the etz and maisa, so too by and a hodah doesn't do that for you, so too the migu does the same pu'ula as the hodah. The migu is not mevara the etzem maisa. Just like hodah is not mevara the etzem maisa. All the migu does for us is on the money that he grabbed, it allows him to keep the money that he grabbed, but it's not mevara the etzem maisa. So you see that the beis din here doesn't know the etzem maisa. So that's the comparison of the Ravid between Migu and Hodaz Baldin. So he wants to say that just like Hodaz Baldin doesn't work by a Kenaz, so too the Migu of Lahadam should also not work by a Kenaz. Because Beis Din has to know about the Etzem Maisa. Hereby, normally when he's Toifes, so you believe him on the Tfisa. Because he could have said Lahadam. So on whatever he was Toifes, you can believe him because he is a Migu. But here we're talking about Knas. And by Knas, you need Hamad Bedin. You need a Beis Din. So just like by Hodaz Baldin, that Hodaz Baldin doesn't work because that doesn't tell us anything about the Maisa, so do we prove the Migu doesn't tell you anything about the Maisa, and since the Migu doesn't tell you anything about the Maisa, so maybe there's no he has no Migu. He has no Migu about a Knas that he was Tofes, and he could have said Lahadam. Because by Knas you need a Psak of the Beis, and you need Hamad Bedin. And his migu doesn't give you, isn't a bearer for the Beis Din. The Beis Din still doesn't know what happened. And that being the case, the migu is not going to be mechayiv him. The migu is not going to be mezakeh him. He's not going to be able to get his knas money out to the migu, because the maisa was never inspired a Beis Din. And for a knas, you need a Beis Din And that's why the rabbi compared that to Daz Baal Din. That's why Daz Baal Din doesn't work. Because it's not Mevara, the Etzim HaMaisa. Okay, so we still haven't proven, as we set out to do, that there's no Bar Vishama by Knas, but we've already been Merames to the Teretz, and we still have more to say before we get to that. So Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, for Mamish Zochem, Hashem gives us life and Simchas Chaim and financial means and the brains, we will be Zocha to continue and see more about this very fascinating sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.